Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
And Misty, thanks so much for listening. Some highlights from today's show.
Maybe you have an inside joke with the people that you work with, or maybe your own family. I've accidentally started one.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And the joke is on me, is what it's all about. So when we have a fundraiser around here, which just happens a couple of times a year, we have a lot of people that call in. And I'm talking to, we call her V, Queen V. She's awesome. And she coordinates our fundraisers. And we're talking about the phones and how sometimes it doesn't seem like we have enough people on the phone to answer the phone calls during certain hours. And I said, we need to get that fixed because I make the phones ring. And she just paused for a second and she looked at me and she goes, Kenk, you get the phones ring, huh? I'm so sorry. Of course, I do not personally. God is the one that convicts people and helps them to make that decision. And by the way, I work with a team. So how selfish of me. And I was like embarrassed that I even said it, you know, and so ever since then, whenever she sees me like walking through the hall, she'll just yell out, Kenk, you getting the phone ring?
Oh, no. You can't live it down.
No.
Oh.
That's incredible.
But now we'll use it. We'll try to slide it into a meeting every once in a while.
I like that.
Yeah. I'll ask her if she's gotten the phone ring.
That's fun. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, do you have an inside joke? Something that you kind of razz each other about? And it's all fun and games.
Oh, yeah. One of my friends and I, when we, I'd been in radio for a few years, we worked at the same station, but we had both applied at a different radio station. And not only were we insulted during the interview process, both of us, like pretty harshly, we got rejection letters consistently every 6 months. It was like there was a glitch in the system, but they wanted to remind us, like, you cannot work here. We don't like you. We're not going to hire you.
They kept rejecting you for a year and a half?
They kept rejecting us. Yes, for a year and a half, 2 years. So now that's been a continuing joke with us. And on all Facebook posts, we will insult the other one and then be like, try again in 6 months. And nobody else knows it's a joke. So everybody's going, why are they even Facebook friends? They can't stand each other. But we're just making fun of what we went through.
I like the little inside that one of our listeners started in labeling each one of us. Sally's the sweet. I'm like, okay, as long as you think that, I'm good.
Misty's the spice.
I am the spice.
And that is true. Like,
we don't know what Kenkel Fritz is.
Also
that's
true.
A mystery.
He makes the phones ring.
Yes. Kenkel Fritz and friends with you. I've heard it said that when you get to heaven, you'll be surprised at who's there. So this is cool. Misty, you found a poem about this.
I did. I thought this was absolutely adorable and hilarious. So I'll read it. Said, I was shocked, confused, bewildered as I entered heaven's door. Not by the beauty of it all, nor the lights or its decor, but it was the folks in heaven who made me sputter and gasp. The thieves, the liars, the sinners, the alcoholics, and the trash. There stood the kid from seventh grade who swiped my lunch money twice. Next to him was my old neighbor who never said anything nice. Bob, who I always thought was rotten away in hell, was sitting pretty on cloud nine, looking incredibly well. I nudged Jesus. What's the deal? I would love to hear your take. How'd all these sinners get up here? God must have made a mistake. And why is everyone so quiet, so somber? Give me a clue. Hush, child, he said. They're all in shock. No one thought they'd be seeing you.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ouch.
I think the bottom line is, let's leave the judging to God.
Right?
There you go.
Family Life Radio.
Your friend at your job could cost you your job. So certain things that you gotta realize as you are in that workforce. Number one, learn how to handle conflict. You know, when problems arise between you and another employee, just do it. Address it immediately, but do it in a non-confrontational way using specific examples. Examples help instead of, well,
the
you know.
Immediately is what I'm like giving second thoughts to because maybe I need to take a breath.
Yeah.
Well,
that's what I was thinking.
We can, I guess maybe immediately isn't the eye of a beholder. What's that really mean?
But also, like, if I've been offended, I have a hard time addressing anything without getting angry. So I don't know that that moment will ever come for me.
Yeah.
But I'm doing it wrong, apparently, by not addressing it and just seething underneath the surface.
That's the problem. If you don't, it's going to annoy, you know, that kind of thing can keep you from working somewhere. Well, also, it says to be strategic of what you reveal. Now, this one I have a little bit of maybe a problem with. And then it says, while many of us solve our personal problems by discussing them with others, don't do this at work. Now, and I'm like, well, I guess it depends on how much you're complaining about griping at home or things like that. But I care about the people that I work with and I care about their lives.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And I have, I have genuine friends here.
Yeah.
The friendship extends beyond the building. So,
yeah. I mean, I think it comes back to that word balance. And a little intuition on who maybe is really in your court and
absolutely
on the sidelines.
Yes. Yeah.
You will. Mm-hmm.
And then one thing, accept an expiration date. This is the sad reality that those office friendships, they expire.
They do. I've had that happen.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So, and that can go down. Wonderful or not so wonderful.
Yeah.
You want to chime in? We'd love to hear from you. 888-888-9976.
Maybe you work in a situation, cubicle is right next to somebody else's, your office is right next to somebody else's. And so when that person is not at their desk, everybody comes to you. And that happens every single day here at Family Life Radio.
What are you talking about?
Where's Kink? Where's Kink or Fritz, Misty? Hey, Misty, do you know where Kink is? Misty, have you seen Kink? Here is the deal. I don't know why people assume that I know where you are every second of the day, because the reality is that we have different things to do once the show is over and we go to our respective offices. We have different kinds of work days in order. And I don't know what you're doing. You don't check with me when you leave your desk. But everybody asks me. One time last week, six times in the span of an hour, because you were not at your desk and people wanted to know where you were. And I was like, I don't know where Kink is. So I have a whiteboard in my office and I just got out my marker and I have written, I don't know where Kink is. And when somebody walks in and asks, I'm just going to point to that.
I want to know is teach me the skill of disappearing, because that would be awesome.
Is it the fact that I'm just gone?
Yeah. Nobody knows where you are, what you're up to, and I think that sounds like heaven.
Wow. Maybe you have one of those doorbell cameras that are really popular right now. I sure like mine.
Handy.
They are fun. Yes. Yeah. So UPS trying to deliver a package, and they left a note on this person's porch, and it said, I just fell so bad in your porch. Make sure you watch the Ring camera for a good laugh. And then they gave them their phone number. Text me. I want the video. Those Ring cameras do catch a lot of that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Someone's fallen down. Yeah. The unexpected thing. They also catch things like, you know, if you've had visitors come over as they leave the house, they might start talking about you right there.
Oh, that happened when we had our house for sale.
What?
This couple seemed to be oblivious that once they left the house, they were standing right in front of the Ring camera. And we heard more than we wanted to
about
the things they disliked about the house. It was so hurtful.
Rude.
You got a review right there on the spot.
Oh my goodness.
Oh yeah.
The first time we saw Javelina here, if you're not familiar with Javelina, they're just like wild hairy pigs and they love to get into the trash. And
it's an Arizona thing.
Yes. And they set off our Ring camera, and you know, we went out and we had to get the trash back, and Jason, my husband, pulled up the Ring camera footage the next day. He goes, listen to you. So he runs out and he's like, you guys get out of here. And I'm right behind him and I'm like, yeah, get out. "Aw, you guys," because I thought they were so cute. He's like, "What is wrong with you?" And I was like, "Look at you."
The little piggies.
They were cute.
I like how Misty's out there, ready to go out there and give her a piece of my mind. Oh. Yeah. If you had a reading camera experience, give us a call. 888-888-9976.
Family Life Radio.
Hankel, Fritz, and friends with you. We're talking about self-help books. If you were to write one, what would your title be of your self-help book? Mine is just for everything that I've been through. That you can do more than you think you can through Christ.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
A lot of stuff that we don't think we can handle, but you can. Faith is with us. Good morning. And you've got a book. Tell us.
We were living in Kansas City, Missouri for the past couple of years. And on January 6th at 8 o'clock in the morning, we woke up to an email from our landlord company that we were being evicted. And so we were given 72 hours to pack up our life. My father came over from Texas with his pickup truck and a U-Haul trailer, and we took what we could fit. We were taking it one day at a time. That's why I would name it Blind Faith, because sometimes you have to have blind faith in order to figure out what God has for you. Sometimes when you don't know, it's better, because if you do know, then you might not go, and if you do go, you might try and do it your way. And what it boils down to is only focusing on God's way.
Amen.
As stressful as it is, I've been waking up every day just relying on complete and total blind faith, because if I try and do anything my way, I know it's going to fall apart.
Yeah, that's a good point. If you knew how your life was going to unfold, would that help you or not? Or is it better to be blind of it all? I think it would scare me to death.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Yes.
I think God knew what he was doing when he was keeping us in the dark.
I think you're right. Absolutely. Yeah. You want to chime in? 888-888-9976. It's time for the good news of the day. What kind of good is going on in your life? We want to hear about it. 888-888-9976. Joanna is with us from Kansas. Tell us what's going on.
It's going to sound a little strange, but the conclusion really shows the joy part. My father died of amyloidosis in 2005, and he loved the Lord Jesus, just loved the Lord. And he, at one point said, "How can I be upset with the Lord because he died on the cross for me? Whatever he brings into my life, he's shown me ultimate love." Fast forward, in 2021, I married my husband. Then in 2022, we found out his dad has also been diagnosed with amyloidosis, the same thing my dad died from.
Now, what is this called now? I've never heard of it before.
It's a lot of doctors haven't even. It's amyloidosis. Uh-huh. And it's when you have protein in your body that is insoluble. So it builds up in your major organs, and you usually die of liver failure, heart failure, something like that. Yeah. So a lot of people die of heart attacks, and it's really amyloidosis, but people don't know. They just think it was a heart attack.
Sure.
So my father-in-law was diagnosed with this, and that was very hard for me because it's the same thing my dad died with. But watching my father-in-law trust the Lord, I was 19 when my dad died. But now as a 36-year-old, watching my father-in-law trust the Lord through this, and his confidence and joy in the Lord is something that it's like the Lord is giving me a chance to relive this journey, but relive it as an adult, not a teenager. Mm. And be able to see the Lord Jesus is real in the good times and the bad times.
Sure.
My father-in-law is just so excited to see the Lord Jesus. Sorry to leave his family, but excited to see the Lord Jesus. Mm. And so it's like the Lord, when he said he had the joy set before him going to the cross, I feel like I can see the sorrow and the joy mixed in my father-in-law and my mother-in-law. And it's just been a beautiful thing, even in the midst of the hard.
You know, I think that's hopefully how we all go, with this joyful anticipation of where you're going to be.
Yes.
And that, I think that overtakes a lot of things. What a beautiful story.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing.
You're welcome. Thanks for letting me.
So what's your good news? What kind of good is going on in your life? Give us a call right now at 888-888-9976. Lives changed because of you. Here's what we're talking about. Hankel, Fritz, and friends with you on Family Life Radio. Last summer, we purchased a radio station in Detroit, Michigan. And it's a monster signal, by the way. Happened to be a country station. And some of those people kept listening. Bradley is on the phone. You're one of them. Talk to us about this.
When you guys switching from that country radio, that I was against it. I was changing stations, sorry, for a week or so, and I couldn't find anything I liked. My one station was 93.1. I go back to it, and ever since I went back to it, I'm addicted. I can't get away from it.
Wait a second. So what you're saying is you were listening to the country station.
One day I woke up, you guys bought it out, or however that stuff worked. And it just, I was mad at you guys for a minute, actually, you know? Like, where did my country go? Where is my fan in the boots, you know?
Well, now that you've been listening to Family Life Radio and you're addicted, what's the station doing for you?
It's been a life changer. I started doing better in my life, and then I got closer to God, you know, so I'm still learning as I grow, but I just wanted to say thanks to this radio station. You guys are awesome. I love listening to you guys. I've been trying to get my girlfriend, not too much pressure, but I've been trying to get her, because she always wants to change my station. Nope, don't touch that radio button.
Way to go, Bradley. You stick to it.
I will. I'm not giving up.
I love how God just kept bringing you back to Family Life Radio.
He was working it. He's like, you little stubborn. You're going to come back.
Well, God bless you on your journey. Yep. I'm so glad you're not angry with us any longer.
No.
Because we love you.
We love you, too. My family loves you guys.
Oh. That's cool. What a story. That's exciting.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
It is very exciting, honestly. And anybody listening, you know, donate to the station. I wish I could, because this station will touch somebody, if not that person listening to it that day. It touches somebody somewhere. And I've noticed that.
Amen. Praise God. Well, Bradley, thank you for saying that.
Thank you, guys. I'll see you guys around on the radio.
I like that. We'll see you on the radio. Ice cream. That's a fun subject. And what do you like to put on it? I'm not sure about what we're about to tell you. But my recent favorite things is Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal on vanilla ice cream. Oh!
Yes, ooh. I can see that.
It's cinnamon, crunchy.
That would be delicious.
Yeah.
Know about that.
Exactly.
Wow.
But how about this? Olive oil and salt.
No.
That's a trend. Yeah, people are doing this.
Oh. No, as a way of ruining their ice cream? Is that what?
I haven't seen it all over social media. And people in Italy are like, this is not new. We started this. We did this with
Italians.
They do it with gelato. And I guess we kind of modified it to vanilla ice cream here for the most part. But yeah, that's.
You know,
the Italians have another good idea.
What's that?
Coffee and chocolate over vanilla ice cream.
What?
It's an affogato.
I've never tried this. Affogato?
Oh, you are missing out. Coffee and chocolate over vanilla ice cream.
Affogato.
So
I don't know.
I don't like the taste of coffee. I would not be down with that.
I like coffee.
I do like dipping French fries into Frosties.
Oh, at the Wendy's?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That is good. So there's something about the salt there, though. I agree with that.
Yeah.
Add a little salt to it. How about you? Mm-hmm. What do you like on your ice cream? 888-888-9976. We don't need sardines and stuff. Robin's with us. What can we do for you?
Well, I'm doing awesome. I'm sitting here doing my job search with Family Life Radio. How much better could it get?
Oh, you're looking for a job.
Yeah.
So what do you want to do for a living?
I would do anything. Actually, right now, if I could, I'd move to where you guys are and come stand in your studio and apply.
You want to work for us? Is that what you're saying?
Sure.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Well, what kind of skills do you have?
Well, goodness, let's see. I can do anything. I've actually even been on the radio before. I've done some acting and such. So I'm just can be goofy as ever and do anything you want. I'll even clean the bathrooms if you need.
Is goofy on the list, Kankle Fritz?
Yes, that's in the job description.
It really should be.
Yes. It wasn't yours for sure.
Yeah.
Family Life Radio.
It's time for that joy report. I've got joy down in my soul. I'm gonna let this feeling take control. Joy.
joy.
So what is bringing you joy? It's time for that joy report. Give us a call at 888-888-9976. All right, well, tell us what's going on.
Hey, I had a stroke back on August 30th, and I am almost back to 100%.
What kind of rehabilitation did you have to go through?
Well, I was in the hospital, and then I went to a rehab.
Okay. I mean, like, did you have to learn how to do things again, or what?
Yes, because my right thigh was primarily affected. I am almost back to 100%.
Well, it sounded pretty good.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. If I can give any advice, stand on Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
That's right.
Yes.
Yes.
And as much as, you know, we can rely on Christ, it takes determination.
Mm-hmm.
And it depends on how much you want to get back to or as close to where you were.
I like that.
I'm sure. Yeah.
I've heard somebody say that when the natural, meaning you said your determination, gets together right. with God, the supernatural, it's a powerful force for God.
Amen. Well, also, I had a great motivator. My daughter was married on September 22nd, and my motivation was to dance with her at her reception.
Aww. Oh, wow.
And so did you?
Absolutely.
Praise God. Well, that's a joy report. And hey, we want to hear yours. Give us a call right now at 888-888-9976. Somebody sent this to us that you need 3 daily wins. The first one, a physical win, like walking, running, lifting, swimming.
Hmm. If you've poured a cup of coffee this morning, that engages 14 muscles. You've already had your physical win.
Wow, Misty.
Good job.
Pouring coffee engages 14 muscles,
they say.
All right.
I'm just going to go ahead and run with it.
Maybe you can connect that to this and make it a mental win.
There you go.
Aww.
And that would involve reading, writing, creating, learning.
Mm-hmm.
And also, of course, can't forget a spiritual win. Praying, meditating, studying, growing. So there you go. 3 of them and you can be a complete winner.
I like that.
Okay. Yeah. That means I have to be active, though. I might actually have to take a walk.
I'm going to have to take a walk while reading a book and praying. And then I've got it covered.
My new book is coming out, 3 Wins on the Couch.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you want to learn more about The Morning Show or to get in touch with us, head over to myflr.org.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.